Log Talk Radio.
Into the niggas that can make things happen. Bars. Tap in
to the niggas that you need to holler at so they know you're in town and put some niggas on the street. Send the word around, little text in there, yo, just, you know, he's in town, hold him down. Bars again. So many examples. I'm going to mute my mic. You're going to get right to it.
Target of this deadly gunfire. Now, while CBS investigators say the apparent target of this deadly gunfire, a rapper from the Atlanta area, they say a pretty well-known rapper too in this area, along with a second person in this black Cadillac Escalade, may have been a relative, may have been a member of his entourage, we don't know, but it's that second person, not the rapper, but the second person who was hit by gunfire, dies from the gunfire. Let's get right into it. Mike, you'll give you a look. The gas station, it is right across the street from the busy Beverly Center on La Cienega. See all that broken glass there? That's where the Escalade is parked. They're getting gas. When all of a sudden the windows are blown out by gunfire, they're under attack by bullets flying all over the place. To the left, Mike, you'll give you a look. See all those white evidence markers on the ground? Each one of those is by a shell casing. Give you an idea how many rounds are fired. Police say in that alleyway, the white vehicle pulls up. Three men get out, and they start firing at will, blasting away, targeting that black SUV, the rapper, and his second person inside. Up top, Sky Fox, a better look at this area so you can imagine the chaos here. It's right across the street, catty corner from the busy Beverly Center, about 5:30, 5:40 in the afternoon, rush hour traffic going by on La Cienega. Shoppers at the Beverly Center. You have bullets flying like crazy here. Three gunmen firing at will at that black SUV. Hit several times, and they drive off trying to make a getaway to get away from the bullets that are flying. Some more video now. Ground video gives you an idea of how this plays out. So once that SUV is hit by the gunfire, they take off. They hit the gas, and they drive a few blocks away into West Hollywood. They wind up stopping over at Santa Monica and San Vicente, right in the very heart of West Hollywood. You know, over there by the sheriff's station, also by the West Hollywood Park. They pull over there because the wounds to the man who was hit inside the Escalade too severe. He's bleeding. They pull over. 911 is called. Paramedics rush in. They take the injured man who's hit by gunfire to the ER. He does not make it, does not survive. So that area now in West Hollywood, also very busy, as you can imagine, on a Friday night, late summer. That is all tied up as a part of this investigation, a deadly shooting investigation. Then you have the second location here at the gas station where bullets fly. Investigators say the manhunt is on now. The manhunt on for these three gunmen who, as one witness said, turned into hitmen, almost execution style. Listen to the lieutenant.
They gassed up their vehicle, and as they were getting into their vehicle, a white car approached from the alley. Three men got out of that car. They were in all dark clothing. They fired numerous shots and then left in that white car going eastbound in the alley north of Beverly. It does appear that we don't see any kind of argument or anything go on beforehand, so clearly these men came here with a mission in mind.
Now you're looking live. The mission in mind is gunfire targeting that black SUV, the rapper inside apparently. Still this area, they're still questioning a few people over there. Investigators want to make sure that there wasn't gunfire back and forth. Doesn't appear to be the case. But to give you an idea, shots rang out there and right across the street, the Beverly Center. Imagine that, 5:30 in the afternoon. Incredibly, no one else hit by the gunfire. You saw all the rounds that are piled. So at this late hour, we've got three gunmen on the loose. We've got a white vehicle that's the target of the manhunt and a man who has died in that black SUV tied to the rapper who's from the Atlanta area. For now, we are live here in the Hollywood area at Lasco's. Back to Brooks.
Do we not know the rapper's name yet, Ed?
No indications yet. Investigators, I think, have a very good idea. They're not releasing anything yet because they're still trying to put the tie together on the man who dies here. They don't know if it's a relative or maybe a part of the entourage. So, you know, a lot of these fellows always have a big entourage they travel with. So I think until they can get that ID nailed down, particularly notifying family members and relatives, they're not staying at this point.
Thank you, Sugar and Spice, for your donation, man. The phone lines is open. I just want to go through some videos right here. Real quick, let me share my screen, man. So a lot of people are saying it's some get back because of the King Von joint. Now I was actually looking at this the interview. What is that sound? Oh, this, my bad. All right. I was listening to the Breakfast Club when he did that interview with Angela Yee. And, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all seen it. This was like a couple of years back. Matter of fact, when King Von died or whatever during this is the pandemic, I think. And he was telling her this story where he was, you know, he was in a car. He didn't want to go in. You know, he had beef. They was going back and forth. He was like, he was saying, he was acting like he didn't really have any problems with Lil Durk and this, that, and the third. But we're going to go through some things, man. Because you fucking with niggas. Here's the thing. Let me say this before I play this. Here's the thing what these motherfuckers is not understanding. When it's war and niggas got money, because a lot of these rappers is millionaires. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say allegedly, I'm going to name names. We all know the names because I put it in the goddamn chats and all over the internet. This is all allegedly. But, Abby with King Von, Lil Durk, his label mate that he was signed to, NBA Youngboy, the senator, Pooh Shiesty, fucking NLE Chopper. It's like this nigga had beef for everybody, allegedly. I see Mike Larry Jr. I had a hot shit, goddamn it. How old are you, nigga? Because, I'm 41. This is not the Martin episode, man. I just wanted to, so I ain't go to Arizona. Nah, I know you ain't my child, nigga. You made me spend all my money on shorty? Remember that shit? I missed the Martin show. But anyway, Mike Larry Jr., salute, man. I ain't got no more kids, man. I only got two sons that I know. Just choking around. But, yeah, nigga. If I can claim you on my taxes next year, nigga, just let me know. Anyway, so we're going to get into this. All right? I just wanted to make a little jokey joke because this is a little serious situation. So we're going to skim through this stuff right here, right? And there's a lot of stuff I don't want to pay for copyright issues. I'm not fucking with YouTube. They already on that bullshit. But this is from, niggas are saying some old crazy shit. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me go back. Hold up. Say some crazy shit. All right. So, Old Block and OTF reacts to the shooting and killing of Quando Ronald's friend. These niggas got no chill. Look at this shit. No, I ain't gonna play that shit. You know what I mean? Here's a daily. King Von, we better. I'm pretty sure y'all seen. I seen this shit earlier. This one right here. You know what I mean? With the laughing emojis. Perfect timing. Headshot. See what I'm... Nigga. Okay. Come on, family. Where's your pipe? Right? Niggas caught slipping. Niggas gonna catch you slipping. Now, here's the thing right here. This is already public information. And I think some was signed, this dude was signed to, it's got a shoddy from fucking, I forgot the nigga's name already. It was 6ix9ine, shoddy and shit. He was signed to their label, the Lil Death Row shit. So this is from 2019. L.A. Hoover was getting at him. Or whatever, and Banner from Los Angeles. Look, you bitch ass nigga at Quando Ronald, you better come. You want to come to LA and jump in LA politics? So I'm gonna treat you like you from LA. It's on site. I don't care who behind you, and tell your people to stay out my DMs because it's over. So all these threats and niggas giving you the heads up, and niggas know. It's dangerous everywhere, but we specifically talking about LA right now. You know them niggas is on demon time out there. And you know them niggas is always on go, especially if niggas is not tapping in. Now, the Hoovers and the Rolling 60s, as far as I know, don't get along. They've been going at each other for a minute or whatever the case may be. But if niggas is on your head top like that, and you in LA politics, and you're not tapping in to the real rights out there, the ones who can make sure that you eye when you're down there, as long as you throw them a little something or however that may transpire when you touch down and tap in. And when you get those things, you ignore it and you still go out there without any security or out even tapping into your own gang members, tap into the big homie of the 60s. Put the word out. See what you got to say. Throw them a little or two. And make sure that you're all right. But niggas is doing everything on the fucking internet. Yeah, let me play that. Let me play this. And the phone lines is open.
One thing I respect for Nip, he never threw up fuck.
I keep forgetting about this. I gotta put that down.
Play the way it is. These out-of-state niggas thinking it's cool, that they think it's groovy to do like this nigga Setson. One thing I respect for Nip, he never threw up fuck the set. I ain't never seen no picture of him doing that. But one thing about you, bro, when I catch you, I'ma beat your ass, bro. I don't give a fuck who behind you. I see a couple of your people trying to tap in and hit me through my DMs. It's not working, bro. Just keep that same energy. You throwing up fuck the set over there, throw it up everywhere you go. Play the way it is. These out-of-state things.
Okay. There it is. And when I heard that these niggas is, you know, who was got at Pop Smoke as well, and a lot of, and this is allegedly, I don't know, I'm just going what people was putting already in the public. I know this is real street shit, so I'm minding my business. I ain't taking sides. It's objective, soft, and motherfucking so on. But from what people say, damn, that system is fucking bumping right now. Whoever's got a good system in their car, that shit is loud as fuck. Y'all niggas don't learn, man. And I hate repeating the same shit, because who want to hear the same shit over and over again? But God give us examples for all these little kids to learn from. The phone lines is open, 319-527-6193. I don't know how many people in here. It's 234. The phone lines is definitely open, y'all. Y'all could call in to give me y'all thoughts. Hold on, let me put this window back up. All right, let's go through this real quick. The gang who shot Quando was the same who killed Pop Smoke back in the day. I was going to say that because people were saying that because they're saying that the Hoovers. And right after them niggas killed Pop Smoke, niggas went live and all that. Niggas went live, and that's how them niggas is locked up now. I don't know when y'all niggas going to learn. But if you playing in this gang shit, just because you got money and moving around, niggas got money too. And then on top of that, niggas know that niggas come to L.A. or whatever part of town that you got to go to, niggas just going to be waiting for you to touch down. And niggas got bread, so niggas going to be getting that intel. Niggas going to get the intel when you touch down. Just like, it made me think of something like I seen an old drink champs with Irv Gotti, and he talked about Cadillac Ty. He said something about Cadillac Ty. He can't fuck with Cadillac Ty because he said, I fuck with him, but I can't trust him. Something like that. He just said, I don't trust him because he's still around Irv Gotti's circle to this day. And trust me, I know. Now he said, it was a one time when him and Jai, they was going through some beef with such and such, such and such. In Queens, they wanted to know how them niggas knew where they were. Come to find out, Prodigy's autobiography, his audiobook, excuse me, talked about how basically Cadillac Ty told other niggas from Queens where Ja and Irv was at, so they wanted to know how. You know, my whole point about that is that it could be the niggas that you kind of roll with or associate with or quote-unquote signed to or signed EV, past tense to, you know, because if you have issues with YB, NBA, or whatever the case may be, however this shit may be, you just never know who gave these niggas the heads up that you touched down. Niggas talk. If you got to do a show out there in L.A. or whatever, niggas talk. Just like what my boy Malik Spellman said. He said the nigga, the Uber driver could be your assassinator, nigga. Could be your assassin that's coming to kill your ass, your Uber driver. Could be anybody. These niggas be waiting. Niggas is really playing out here, and then now you wanna scream, oh, no, nigga, you should have known better. Nigga, you playing with fire, family. Independent, da-da-da-da-da, felony, da-da-da-da. I guess I hit the wrong, one. But anyway, let's go. This is the dude. It's that dude right there. Oh, yeah, this shit. He said, I knew I was fucked up when I laughed so hard when Quando did that scream. talking about when he screams saying no, the reaction. Are you fucking crazy? Jesus' brother. Jesus' brother. Y'all niggas is crazy out here. These niggas is on demon time, baby. Niggas is on demon time. Niggas on that demon time. Niggas is on that fucking demon time. I want to know what anybody else have to say. Let me go to my saves real quick. And this nigga Charleston White, we're going to go to that too. We're going to go to that too in a few seconds. Am I on my save? Hold on. Oh, I think this is it. Okay. I'm going to jump on that in a minute. Let me see if anybody called in though. Anybody calling, I would like to know. All right, we got Brooklyn and Cali in the building. What's good, family? What's your thoughts on this, family?
What's good, first and foremost, everybody in the chat. Peace, everybody in the chat. I just want to say, man, it's just more senseless death, man. If that nigga from 60, somebody know he here. It looked like they was following him. They stopped at the gas station, and they try to give niggas the issue. That's what it looked like to me. Because that's some ambush shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These streets, man, don't love nobody, though, man. And like you said, the Hoovers don't really get along with nobody, for real. Hoovers, they do, but they don't. Like, this L.A. shit is fucking crazy, man. A lot of politics, man. And since these gangs is really right on top of each other, it's kind of, you know, one set in this radius, another set in another radius. Like, over here where I stay, or over there in the 60s, and you look to the left of the 60s, then it's the Inglewood families, and you go down the street, then it's the A-Trays, then you go down some more. It's just gangs on top of gangs, and we ain't even going to talk about the Mexican gangs. It's gangs everywhere. You got to keep your motherfucking head on the swivel, man. Can't be lacking out here in these streets, especially if you want to play streets. Now, if you're a civilian and you just get caught up, you know, it happens. But if you playing street, nigga, you supposed to be having your shit on the swivel, man. Nobody ain't supposed to be catching you slipping like that.
Yeah.
Nigga know when you getting followed and everything, man. Like, niggas is following niggas, man. You see, anybody around the country know that L.A. is cracking right now, man. Niggas getting followed home. Niggas getting robbed in front of their houses for watches. Niggas, they running in stores. They don't give a fuck right now because niggas is out here thirsting.
Yeah.
Niggas is thirsty, man. But it's unfortunate, man. I just want to say, man, we need to, ain't no way we ever going to move forward. Like we always talk as a people, as long as we still got bullshit like this going on, man. The focus
man.
Is not on what it needs to be on, man. Rest in peace to that fallen young man, because he ain't even really get a chance to live life. And that's what I be hating.
Yeah.
But, you know. You choose a certain life. You choose a certain life. You know, it's shit that go with it, though, man. You know, that's all I gotta say, man.
Hey, man, you already know, man. It's Brooklyn to motherfucking Cali, King. You already.
Brooklyn to Cali, man. Stay up, bro.
You already. Please.
For sure. Please.
All right, now somebody told me to look at the Quano Rano and Big U. And I also have the, what's the name? I forgot to play it. Well, back 100, explain that. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this first, the Big U joint, and then I'm going to go to crazy-ass Charleston White saying, fuck Quano Rondo, and go back 100 shit. So let me do that. Hold on one second. Got to share it. Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all in here. Make sure y'all do that. You know what I mean? Please make sure y'all subscribe. If y'all would like to show love to the platform, please show some love to the platform as well. All right. All right, where we at? Let me take this shit off. All right, here we go. All right, let me move my mic now.
Everybody scream, protect the brand. When the brand get protected, everybody want to be mad. This will come with it.
And I got one more thing I want to say. And that I know y'all didn't have no beef.
At all.
And then you were just was talking to him.
Come on.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. That, you know, it wasn't no smoke.
At all.
In hearing your story, kind of tell us how you came up. Because I don't think people, this is what happens. People really think that when you are artist, that you just woke up and you were successful. They don't understand where you came from, your struggle with your family, with your mother and all that, and coming up there with your grandmother. A lot of people don't know that.
Never one thing about me, like, I ain't really got no shame, like, to tell my story, because I don't care, you feel me? Everything don't be glitter and gold, even once you're successful, everything ain't good, really nothing good, you feel me? Period. Not even the money, because it would come with all the stuff, it ain't no happiness, you feel me? But, like, I really grew up way worse than anybody would ever think. Like, my mama been she got her life together. Now, I know my mama, not talking bad about her or nothing, but she would come right in and talk about it. Like, they were like, I was born a crack baby. You feel me? Like, my mama smoked crack, like, till probably I was, like, probably about 15. You feel me? And I've been a juvenile. In and out juvenile all my life, and before that, I was adopted, because when I was little, my mama and daddy had a little fight or whatever like that. I can't really tell you what happened, because I ain't even 1 year old. I don't know what happened. When I was little, I used to take stories and run with it and just tell people, but now that I'm grown, I know that. I don't really know what happened, but all I know is I got burned. I still got the burn on my leg to this day, from like my upper hip to my knee. You feel me? I had a big burn, like big old burn on my leg. It looked like somebody, it's from an iron that you iron clothes with.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, the irons was a little bit bigger,
yeah.
Like in 2001 or so. And it looked like somebody just set an iron on me, like it was abusing me, which it wasn't that. You feel me? But I had got adopted, and I've been in and out of foster homes, you feel me, all my life. Like, all my life. Until I was about 7, 8, then I got adopted. And me and my blood brother, they kept us together, you feel me? But I always had this mindset, like I always had my own mind, like, man, I don't listen to this. Like, I don't listen. I always knew that wasn't my people.
But
I'm trying to follow, but my brain hurts. But it is a bad story. Let me go to WAC 100. Not to downplay his situation, because a lot of stuff in Atlanta, again, they will put you in a group home immediately too, you know. But I'll play the rest of this. I'll play the rest of it.
Baby, so I didn't really have to listen to me, to listen to them. So I always went out and did my own thing. You feel me? That when I got with hood, you feel me, stuff like that. That was my people. You feel me? Then I felt like them my folks. You feel me? And I got a couple of them with me right now, like who I was in the streets with and stuff. I've been in and out of juvenile and stuff like that. Like, I really got, man, if you really know my full situation, like, I probably do a lot of bad, dumb stuff in y'all. Like, I probably say a lot of dumb stuff. And a lot of people probably see me on the internet. But that ain't nothing to judge nobody off of.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because everybody do stuff in their life. You feel me? But if somebody really knew where I came from, they really have more understanding.
That's a sad story. I just wish he can, you know, respectfully articulate himself a little bit better so I can get a full grasp of what he's saying. No disrespect, but that situation is effed up, though, I will say. Shout out to Hip Hop Verified or whatever. So this is WAC 100.
They was talking about how to make dollar. Dollar.
In trouble, homie.
That's where the mall is, bro. That's the mall that Beverly is.
That's right here.
Oh, Beverly of California. Beverly Center is a mall. Big ass mall. That's the heart of Beverly. You in the middle of that bitch. Any direct now, they in trouble. Hopefully that car was stolen. In any direction they go, it's a some cameras gonna pick their ass up. You remember the boy? That's where the boy got killed at the Beverly Center. What was the boy? The one Anya used to know.
Dollar.
Huh?
Dollar.
Dollar got killed in the Valley, in the Valley parking. In the Valley parking at the Beverly Center. They tracked that nigga that killed him all the way to LAX and tapped on his store at the terminal. Told him, come on. All the cameras, all the ATM cameras, all the cameras at each block. Follow me. All the way to LAX.
I don't understand how they're so relaxed. I don't know how they're moving the way they're moving. They're so relaxed.
Because, them nigga, I keep telling y'all, these rappers are just that, bro. They rappers, they be high. They nigga, they don't think
hey,
they're
going to hey, everybody thinks Beverly Hills and Hollywood and all that shit sweet.
I keep telling niggas, this nigga. It was dangerous over there. You be moving up and down the street or you be in one of these stores and a nigga spots you and lay on you.
Is Hollywood, is that where the stars is at? Like,
yeah, these were Hollywood stars down the way.
Now, Beverly Hills is like, that's where all the rich folks is at, but fools be thinking ain't nobody going to come there to get them.
I got to think about this.
The hood is only 15 minutes away, bro. The hood is quite big.
Is it even 15 minutes? You ain't even got to get on the freeway. Nigga, you go down, listen, you at the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you go down Highland and make a left on Wilshire, Crenshaw right there.
Look at that. Just go down a couple blocks and you got a lightweight Holstro, which is big.
I mean, the whole show is, but ain't no lightweight. That's what that is. For the LGBT.
What's
right? Concept for the women in Santa Monica. Santa Monica is all men. That's the whole show.
What?
Y'all got
everybody on Santa Monica.
Transgender, cross-dresser.
In Santa Monica, all transgenders, all that. Cross-dressers, all that. That's crazy.
And they got last resort. That's where we're going to find.
Now, you're going to drive down there, boy. You're going to see clubs. They're going to have all the safety out there.
That's
hella
crazy.
They walk. All you gotta do is pull over. They come right to the car. No problem.
You know West LA right there. You drive down Los Angeles. So coming from the hood, you're just gonna hit Los Angeles. Drive down King.
Either that or Gate.
Yeah.
You know, once you cross up under that 10, bro, anything on the other side of that 10 freeway, you in it. Coming down Los Angeles. Once you get up under that 10 freeway, nigga, and you headed. You headed towards
the bottom.
Yeah, you know, it's fucked up.
Hey, but they don't know, they don't know the hood right there, you know what I'm saying? So they just think like, oh, you
right there.
Yeah, that's the bottom. That's not like going down here.
What hood you going to straight out of there?
Well, why is it all the hood? This is like South Carolina.
Yeah, you in it.
South Carolina. You know, it's crazy.
Gear,
I go to that mobile all the time.
I always look down that alley before I walk in the store. I want to see anything that's coming before it comes. That alley is where it looks to me.
Yes, you see.
But don't get it twisted. They still got 18th Street out there in Hollywood.
No, 18th Street in Hollywood. Let me tell you where they really get fucked up at. They go to playing around. They go to fucking around with Alvarado over there by MacArthur Park thinking they headed to.
Oh, yeah. You better not go over there.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Nigga, they been chopped your ass up. They getting found you somewhere.
Not even that. Look, they done got your fingerprints. They you now. How about that? They're dead, and they you now.
That's right there, bro. Hey, listen. It's good. Think about it. Atlanta's hot with the law and the violence. Right? Chicago is just, nigga, hot. You got Atlanta, they indict this, you know what I'm saying? They own one. And the street shit. Chicago, the street shit going.
Hey, yo, what is the address to that gas station? I'm gonna go right there. Somebody put the address in there so I can go to that, what is it? It's the, hold on, the, what gas station? The Beverly Grove, gas station in Beverly Grove. What street was that? And it's right across the street from the Beverly Center, right? What's up, Amber? What's up, everybody? What up, Mike? I see you.
Bro, Out in L.A., it ain't, that's why somebody said something. That's Nene Ski Mask said something talking about, you know, y'all in L.A. not acting. What the fuck is
this? Yeah, I heard that.
You probably your motherfucker. I said, listen, a lot of y'all shit y'all acting about come from here. But I don't know. That be them thoughts. We're going out here with Beverly Hills and this and that, and then they see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe I think a lot of people is in their little box, in their little square, and they think that's just all that's going on. Because you go up to New York, nigga, the Bronx is on fire.
$40 tractor.
You know what I mean? Them Ubers, all that. You got to watch. I tell a nigga, if an Uber driver pull up looking like me, cancel that nigga. Straight up.
Didn't I just finish talking about that Uber driver shit?
Nigga be in that motherfucker. Hey, bro. Bro, nigga, you been going to the airport or some shit? They can call an Uber. They can be like, I just picked that nigga such and such. I dropped him off at the airport. They go to address to the house. Straight up, all niggas think they live behind them gates. We got homies working UPS and FedEx, nigga. They dropping off the
real
packages.
Real quick, Amazon editing drivers off.
They dropping off the packages, nigga, with your master code to the gate. Ain't none of that shit safe out here, bro. At all. That's why you keep hearing me tell y'all, I got to go get me a spot in London. Boy, when I get that, and I'm in London 3-4 months out the year, it's over with.
Deputies found a pepper bullet hole shattered.
By the time I pop back, it's going to take them 3 weeks to figure out I'm back. In the next 3-4 weeks, I'm going to be gone again anyway. Hey, why are these things going crazy out here, bro? They're going to force your hand.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to force your hand, bro. Ain't no in the way all day. Your ass is going to kill or be killed. Either way it goes, you will.
We got some most deaths, even as far as the rappers and getting robbed out here. They all come out here and get robbed.
Robbed, killed.
Y'all know what the fuck going on, man. No 100NT. That shit too, or what?
Killing on the masters. They doing all kind of different things different.
That's the whole show, that's the fucking tourist, you know what I'm saying? So, niggas are going to tourists, you got the hustlers. You know the niggas out there doing all the little tricks at the corner, whatever the fuck they doing.
Oh, yeah, stay away from the Memphis niggas with the cars and shit.
Right.
That's a fact. Don't buy that
CD. You got the tourists, and you got the niggas in the tent that live down there, niggas. So, you know, it could be anything you want it to be.
Now that's their own game now.
Asian people or some African people from Germany, they just know how to tell the people that's just oblivious to where the fuck they at. They ain't too much tripping them. But you think you're going to come out of this another city, nigga, got all your little shit on, you know, fuck around and park on that side street right there, you know what I'm saying? So we about to go to this little spot right here on Sunday.
Nah, they gonna be going on
a little weed spot right there.
There's a problem, bro. Don't trust none of that shit, bro. It ain't for like this.
Roscoe's not thinking they're going to get some good
the
chicken.
Safest place, the safest place that people might frequent in L.A. County probably might be Woodland Hills at the Packer Mall. That's probably the safest place.
And that's a mic.
That's a mic. Can't know who the fuck, you know, pull up over there.
Right, yeah, all the way out there.
But all these other spots, nah, nigga.
Nigga in Malibu, though, you out the way, right? You out in Malibu and California.
Well, Malibu, you out the way, out the way. But they'll come rob you over there, too. They'll lay low on you and rob your ass over there. Bodie, niggas, like about a year ago, they robbed them niggas right on gates. They laid some niggas down in that park a lot. Watched them. They followed them over there. They'll rob you over there, too. But you out the way, out the way, out the way, because it's like it takes them to get to a freeway and all that kind of shit. But
we
follow you over there. If you think that nigga won't come follow you and they looking for you, oh, no. They going to follow you over there because the flip side of that, the response to the police is going to be at the lake. The motherfucker pull up on you, bang on you. You know they got a little time for you. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna do that, you know you coming to get a nigga, you know you gonna have another vehicle on the day before. Do what you do that vehicle, switch up, hit one of the streets, and head right onto the 10 on that 405. If not, double back going towards Oxnard and two. Come back to work.
Passenger in that car frantic at the site. It all started at this mobile gas station.
None of this shit. None of this shit. It ain't no different. And a nigga think he hide in West Bloomfield or something. You know what I mean? And niggas come over and get you. They're finally on. They come get you. They come get you. But happens over there because it don't usually happen, it's going to be a delay in the response. So if your nigga know how to move, get on up out of there, get on up out of there.
You know, you got to know what two side streets to hit that freeway. Once you hit that freeway, you head straight east.
What's another little shit? It's a restaurant over there, Farmington Heights. It's in Farmington.
Oh, Farmington Hills.
Farmington Hills. It's a restaurant, a steakhouse over there. Nigga, I went that motherfucker. I looked around. Everybody black in that motherfucker. You tell me these niggas is all street niggas thinking they out the way with their girls. Everybody in that motherfucker.
Right off the bat.
Yep.
Yeah, I know the owner of the joint. I say, so, yes. Right in that corner. I want to see everything. See me right on over there.
So if a nigga moving from like a different city, let's just say me, I'm from the back. Bam, I want to come to L.A. What's the ideal location?
Somebody to live?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, like, nah, that's dangerous out there, too. You can play, like, see, you can play the valley, but it's toxic, like, because everybody hides in the valley. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hides in Studio City and Sherman Oaks and shit. Mm-hmm. Do not go to these, any of these little condo buildings that look real risky. Oh, them the projects. I ain't gonna go in there. They in there. As soon as you pull it there, you see about 13 charges. Yeah, that's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Woodland Hills, Winnetka. You can lay low in Winnetka. They ain't really, you know, Woodland Hills, you know, Calabasas, they really got no, you know, when you go over there, you're going to spend some money. Or, I'm going to be real, a lot of people sleeping on it. They got pockets around Pasadena that don't nobody really fuck with. It's little pockets, little cities. They're going to tell you it's Pasadena.
Do y'all want to listen to the rest of it? The shit is almost over anyway, but I'm trying to figure out the actual location, Santa Monica Boulevard, and what? I'm looking for the address. I don't see the address on this. So I'm trying to go exactly to that crime scene. So if somebody know it, can your ads put it in the chat, please? And for those who's new, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel and hit that like, please.
Yeah, but it'd be those cities like right on the house.
In Fairfax?
What about West Hills?
Right here?
Nah, hell no.
What about Palos Verdes? What?
You talking about Australia? You want to go to Australia? You want to go to Victorville?
You gonna spend some money?
Palos Verdes, all the Asian shit.
He said some money. You talking about like two bands for one bedroom?
No, Palos Verdes. No, you don't talk
five
about
bands.
Yeah, you paying?
You might get you a little flat for $7,500, man. Two bands is Woodland Hills is $4,642. No.
Oh,
we got for a two-bedroom, nigga.
35.
The service ain't that far from the bullshit.
Kind of.
Or you could just move, like, in the beginning, like, right on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Like Orange County area or...
You go to Orange County, like,
it depends on where you want to be at, though, kind of, really, too. Depends if you want to be towards that way or you want to be towards up more. You could be an hour from Vegas or 2 hours, like, it depends on, like, you could be in the middle of everything.
Santa Bernardino, I is fucked up, too.
Yeah.
You got to watch that.
It's fucked up, too.
Unless you are, like, over there by the Ontario Mills Mall and shit like that.
Aren't you cool
but, like,
money?
All right. All right, we're gonna go there in a few.
You're perfect, and I wanna get in. Can I get down?
Damn. Look, I would like to take some calls real quick. 319-527-6193. I hope y'all niggas understand what the fuck is going on here. I hope these little niggas is really learning from what happened. Shout out to the whole show. Yeah, shout out to the damn whole show. All right, right across the street from the Beverly Center. Let me show y'all this. Hold on, let me show y'all this real quick. All right. Hold on, soldiers. There's a lot of y'all saying this, down the third. Y'all giving me different fucking addresses, fucking corners and shit, man. I kiss my ass at the moment, okay? So I don't fucking see. This is the Beverly Center right here, right? And where's this shit at? Hold on, can y'all see that? All right, I might have to put that on that. ATL shit fuck Boston. What? No. Asiaga and Beverly Mobile gas station. Let me put that shit in right now, man. All right, hold up. Let me put that in there right now. Hold up. That nigga's giving me mad different addresses, huh? Hold on, people. And Beverly. Hopefully it's this. Hold on. All right, I think I got it. Hold on. Yep, I think I got it. Hold on. I got to unshare my screen again. Hold on. Got you. So this is it right here, right? This is the gas station? Yeah, this has to be it. Right? Okay. But the way the car was parked, it was on, what street was that? That was Pacific Design Center Street or some shit. So I think when they got shot here, they went up another block. So what? Let me see what alley that they came from. Yo, Brooklyn to Cali, where you at? And yo, it says the fucking gas is $6.99 over there. Y'all, I don't know what the fuck. Y'all niggas better be on bikes, pedaling or something, because that the price out there is fucking crazy. So this, all right, so this must be the alley. Wow, yeah. So this is the alley where they came up at. Can I go through this alley? He sure could. So these niggas came up through this. So these niggas slid through here, popped right the fuck here. You know there's cameras, hold on. Right there. The camera's all over that shit. So these niggas was right here. Some of these niggas pulled up in this fucking alleyway right here and ambushed them niggas. These niggas was being followed. Crazy. Let me look at the chat real quick. That shit crazy, right? It's a lot of alleys in fucking in Cali, in LA, man. Just like when what's his name got killed? Fucking what's his name? Oh my God, I know I'm getting old. Slim 400 on that nice block over there. $1 million homes over there. Niggas alleyways all through that motherfucker. So niggas could have came out of nowhere. Yo, it's crazy, son. Wow. These niggas didn't even, you know, fuckers calling me. You didn't even see that shit coming. Uncle DeVal calling me real quick. Let me, hold on, everybody. Yo, I'm live right now. What's goody, though? Yeah, I'm live right now. What's going on, brother? Ain't shit. I'm good. So when I get off, I'm going to hit you right back. All right, my nigga. All right, shout out to my Uncle DeVal. It's crazy ass. Doing good things now. A law-abiding citizen. So salute to him. All right, but yeah, man, so the niggas got caught slipping. Why niggas be acting like they don't know what type of time niggas is on out there? Niggas is acting like they built like that. Niggas is really, I don't know, but it's like the most dangerous person to be right now is a rapper or a gang member. Because niggas is on demon time. There's so much shit I want to say right now. I can't even say because there's real street shit going on. I'm talking about nothing that has nothing to do with the fuck we talking about. That crazy. Right now. But I'm going to leave that shit alone. But it's so much shit going on out here, and these niggas is not playing. I say this all the time. I'm not going to give you all the preachy, but I always have to say this. Why do I have to say this every fucking live? That God give us examples to learn from. These niggas is not learning. These niggas are so smart. They act like they're so smart, but don't move accordingly. These niggas have to move strategically, move smoothly. It's like life is like a game of chess, brother. You got to think before you move, because that one wrong move, you out of here. This is not Contra for the old heads like me. Nintendo, up, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, select, start. You're not getting 100 men on Contra. This is not, that's only on Contra. That's only on a game, nigga. Ain't no reset button. Once you out of here, it's a whiz app. It's over. We got Callie on the check-in, 213. What it be, man? What up?
What up, Mike? I was just calling in, bro, because I see you got the map up. I'm the one that sent you that address. It was the right one.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is everybody's on that demon time right now out here because everything is up. The weed is up. They taxing the weed. They shutting down a lot of the weed spots out here, you know what I mean, because they not legal. A lot of and people going back to the streets, but they done got adjusted to paying for a certain amount of weed to where the streets can't even handle it no more because everybody, you know, got their own prices now. And now really the only thing on the streets right now is crack and fentanyl. You know what I mean? But where you looking at on at the gas station?
Right.
There's been plenty of things going on right there. Plenty of things. So that's not the first time. It just so happened it was high profile.
Right.
But that gas station is mainly a spot where a lot of cats get carjacked or robbed and stuff like that.
He had to be followed once that nigga cut down. Like I don't know the ins and outs of what happened, but I don't know when he cut down to LA. I don't know how long he's been
right
there. I know once his ass cut down, niggas was on the phone like, yo, he's here. Maybe his own his own set that nigga up because every time he probably came here and check it, or he ain't give a nigga a bag or two, or whatever. Or niggas told the ops. Ooh, because niggas is, everybody is tapped in. Everybody is in cahoots with the fucking, with the industry. Niggas got bread. Niggas putting bags on niggas' heads. This shit is no fucking joke. This is the inside job.
You remember, my bad. You remember the interview he had with Big U. What he should have did, you know, was grab some cats from where he called, like, where he from, you know what I mean, and have them, you know, show him around and what to do and what not to do. But as you see, it wasn't a robbery. It was a hit.
Yes.
Because they didn't even walk up on him and try to take nothing from him. They tried to get him. So it could be many scenarios on why they got him. I mean, because after Nipsey's death, it was only cool. It reminded me of the truth back in the day. It was only cool for maybe about a couple weeks, no more than a month, and everything went back to the same. And I know you heard about C-Mac. C-Mac, he made a phone call in, you know, was checking in on his channel, and basically he's saying, everybody's getting along where he at right now, but when he get out, everything goes back to normal. That's how it is out here, you know, because when you get locked up, it's all about race. When you come back out, it's all about, you know, where you from. And everybody's hungry, bro. Everybody's trying to make something happen, and the internet's not helping, but, you know, it's a lot of starving cats out here. The dope game is kind of dead. I can't even tell you.
It's really, really dead. Even like everywhere, the dope game is dead. It's either you got the niggas on your phone, the niggas not really on the corners like that no more. Even in the projects,
I'm
saying? Like it's really dead. Niggas got them on their phone, but in reality, when we look at certain situations, it's like if we hear some shit on the news, if we don't see the picture of the people, we could determine if that was a white person who did it or a black person. We may be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning, mm-hmm. This story, yeah, like, they didn't rob them. They didn't take anything. It was just a hit. This was a hit
right.
That basically somebody put a bag on this shit, or it was weak, and niggas warned them not to come out here because we on your head, and you won't come out here like shit is sweet. All right, off with your head.
No doubt. I mean, the generations is different because when we were growing up, you know, cats in the neighborhood was robbing your next door neighbor, and they wasn't really getting nothing. They was going to jail for stupid stuff. You know what I mean? And you know, we would always ask, man, why y'all niggas don't go to Beverly Hills and hit them and, you know, all the areas where the money at? Well, this generation is doing it. You know what I mean? Because they tired of going to jail for flat screen televisions, you know, a few dollars, some gold chain. They tired of that. They trying to get the big stuff out here now. You know what I mean? But it took this generation to be like, you know, it ain't even worth being Robin Hood, you know, in our own neighborhood. So now they branching out, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people migrated here too. So it's not really native Los Angeles. You know what I mean? It's a lot of cats that's living here now and that's doing a lot of demon stuff too. You know what I mean? So, and they get clicked up with these gangs. So you might think that they from here, but they not. You know, they got in where they fit in. That's all it is.
Only thing I'm saying is, man, I know a lot of our young ones, you know, when you young, you don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really looking at the older dudes or the OGs or whatever, man. Where y'all at?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really tame the young ones if they wild and hungry. You know, it's just some things that's untamable. But if you well respected,
yeah,
you can at least put a halt to some of that shit, because these gangs, y'all do have that chain of command and shit. Even though y'all even have y'all on the same side, but y'all have different cliques within that crip side or that blood side that don't fuck with each other. So this shit is all different.
Right.
But in overall, what I'm saying is, like, when is this going to change? This shit's been an ongoing thing, and it's like nobody is waking up. Society making no better. Inflation. The price of living is high. We got to eat. My baby's crying. These bills, they just coming in every first, third, and 15th of the month. You know what I'm saying? I can't pay the bills. You know, my mom's struggling. She needs surgery. My girl pregnant. I'm about to have a kid. It's so, that's why I said this before, man. It's the capitalistic system of America that has programmed and made and molded and changed the psyche of us here because of the price of living, the circumstances. It's a lot for everybody.
Yeah.
That's true.
But a lot of these kids, you know, their parents was drug addicts. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to somebody that got something in their system and they still putting something in their system to talk them down off the roof. You know what I mean? Because a lot of these kids, they, you know, and also a lot of these gangs, man, are practicing a lot of demonic stuff, man. And, you know, they having their own little rituals. They ain't showing that part, but they, you know, they doing some real demon stuff. You know what I mean? And they programming themselves to not care. I mean, jail, three hots in a cot ain't bad for a person that ain't got an education and know how to go get it differently.
Who you telling? I know quite a few people who can't stay out in society. They very institutionalized. But I want to say thank you for your call, though, because I got another call waiting, and I definitely appreciate you calling in, man. So you stay safe out there and all that good shit.
Appreciate you, Mike. One love.
All right, peace. All right, area code 310, hold on 1 second. Everybody, please, if you're new, welcome to the family. If you subscribe, please hit the like for the algorithms. If y'all would like to show love, donate to the platform, please show some love, because YouTube is fucking up my channel. I don't want to get into details, but they are on some bullshit this time around. And I will be having my membership things popping within a week or so, so I've been working on that in the background, so just stay tuned to that. But with that being said, let me go to this phone call right now, man. Area code 310, man. We got Callie in the building. Y'all definitely tapping in. What's good?
What's good? How you doing?
I'm good, love. Talk to me.
All right. Well, it's several things I got to say. I was born and raised here. So this spot we're talking about where that happens, there's a lot that do go down. and I see the people in the comments, I want to say something before I even get started. Y'all stop, please, listening. Stop listening to WAC 100. Please. This is West Hollywood. That is not the center of Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is West Hollywood. So he don't know what he's talking about, okay? A lot of times he has no idea what he's talking about. He's just talking and he's talking, but you know people are listening. But this,
right.
This spot right here is real, like, active for murders and shootouts and, you know what I'm saying, people taking cars. Across the street at the Beverly Center, I don't know if you're familiar, I think it was Dallas. I think he's from Atlanta. Don't quote me on that guy, right? So he was killed across the street in the parking structure leaving the mall. So it's a lot of stuff that happens. A lot of stuff that happens in the daytime. This is just somebody that's real well known, and they're putting it out there. But my thing is, I follow Quando Rondo, Instagram or Twitter, and you putting out there online, oh, I'm coming to Cali. I know people want me. I know, you know what I'm saying, they probably got a hit out on me. Why are you not checking in with Big U and the homies? You from 6-0. Make sure that you get your money up and have some protection out here. You can't come out here without protection. You have to check in. I don't have to be a gaming to know that. You know what I mean? You need to move, you know what I'm saying, not only in silence and stop telling on yourself, but like you said, this is a big hit. There's so many ways to get to him. They could have been walking, and this still same thing happened because there's so many different directions, even from across the street where the hotel is, the alley
yeah.
right there. It's been so many people walking up, and then they turn, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, this person walked up and killed this person at the gas station. Oh, this person drove from the, you know, from the hotel park and killed this person. I feel like it's a blind spot for that kind of shit to be happening.
Right.
Because there's too many ways to get to somebody. Whether you're driving, you're walking, you know what I'm saying, you're pulling through to the gas station. So people got to be careful just in general. There's a lot of shit happening out here. But when you got the police telling you, you know what I'm saying, when you're watching the news and you got them telling you, hey, don't come to L.A., y'all got to be careful. I'm like, people need to take heed. If you banging, you need to be careful. People that bang nowadays, and I'm not saying all, I'm saying some, majority of them, the flex culture and the ones that want to put themselves out there, they need to move in silence like the OG used to do.
That's right.
And some of this shit wouldn't be happening. I really believe that. That's all
yeah.
I have to say. And I rest in peace to his friend.
Let me ask you a question. So you said, you just finished saying
sure.
that Quando Rondo said that he was heading to L.A., so he gave people the heads up that he was going to
yeah.
L.A. like a dickhead, right? So here's my thing.
Absolutely.
Here's
mm-hmm.
my thing. Why? Sometimes I think we us as black people, especially as black men, we have a complex on pride, macho, not being pussy in other people's eyes. Fuck everybody else's eyes and what they think. Everybody's going to have an opinion about anything that you do, even if you're doing good. People going to talk. But now,
always.
Is it just mm-hmm. a nigga to prove to the world that they ain't pussy? All right, well, I'm on my way to L.A. I know motherfuckers got a hit on me, but such and such. Just trying to prove something. First of all, why would you give your ops the heads up? That's number one. They're going to check flight logs. They got the plugs. They got the people who probably work in the airport knowing when you touch down. Motherfuckers in the industry who you make fun with. Niggas already got you in check. So what I'm saying is move in silence. Because once you on... You can't hear nobody else's opinions about you. So you want to put your life in danger just for you to make people feel in your eyes that you a tough nigga because you went to L.A. and told people about it. Y'all niggas, we have
Absolutely.
A weird way of thinking. Move in silence, nigga. That is the best way to live. Don't give your ops the heads up. And I close by saying this. This is why a lot of times now certain individuals, and I will even give credit to 6ix9ine because a lot of stuff that happened to him, he was saying it while he was there. So now with certain people do, they will put up where they was when they are long gone. You know what I mean? So
I know what you mean.
Just his answer, they'll show you where they was hours before. They don't tell you where they at exactly when they there. Niggas have to start smart. Go ahead, love.
I just don't understand that. I'm sorry, I don't understand it. Just like rest in peace to Pop Smoke. One of the reasons he's not here is because I think it was Snapchat or Instagram. He was showing the stuff that was sent to his house from some clothing company. I saw his name and the full address of where he was in West Hollywood. And that happened in West Hollywood in the Hills, not too far from what we're looking at right now. They were able to see everything. I don't know if they already had the drop on them, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. But like you said, rest in peace to him. We have to move in silence. And if you know you got ops out there, why are you putting yourself out there like that? I feel like Quando Rondo has a protection shield over him. From all this shit that's been happening with him? Or people dying around him or getting shot? And why is this something always happening with him at a damn gas station? Isn't this like the second or third time? What's really going on? It's like he really needs to reassess his life. So one of them, like, and you online, you always saying some girl robbed you of some money not too long ago. It's always something going on with him. He needs to really assess his life because that could have been him gone too and not just your friend. Like you said, they really, that was a real true hit.
Yeah.
And he could not be here. That would help me wake up. But sometimes even I notice when people, they finally down the line, they get this money, they putting out this music, they can't let the gang culture go. It's like it's just too much in them. And then there's all this damn self-snitching. Be quiet. Shut the fuck up about what you're doing. Why are you giving somebody heads up and you know you got ops? Make it make sense. I just hope he really thinks about that. And I know he's hurting, and that's got to be horrible. You know what I'm saying? People shooting at you and shit, now your friend gone, and you still here. That's another level that people deal with, you know what I'm saying, the guilt. Like, damn, that could have been me. My homie died, but it wasn't me.
He's about to have that survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
And that's almost worse.
That's almost worse.
And now, that's God giving you another sign. The next time, he may not be there for you because he gave you too many chances. Stop being stupid, young niggas, and that's why I say when I talk like this and do broadcast like this, I am not talking to the hardheads. I'm not talking to the grown-ups that already know and that's content with what they know. This is for the young niggas who be following these dummies,
right?
Because that's a dummy move that he did. Anywho, and these rappers that they look up to and following their footsteps. That they come on, you following. It's like they're leading you to your own death because you're following a model that's only going to make you end up in two places, family. So that's why I say God gives you examples so you don't have to be the examples. And I'm going to always say that for the young niggas that don't know. This is always for y'all. Wake
absolutely.
Up. Plain and simple. Wake up.
Plain and simple. You're right. Well stated, man. Absolutely. I agree with you. I don't know what it takes for certain people just to, you know how that, you know, your mom when you used to say when you grow up, a hard head makes a soft ass. So yeah. I don't know when people are going to get it. How many times you got to keep hitting your head till it clicks with you? Because the next time, it may be your life. We don't want to hear about some shit like this again. But for you, like you said, you know what I'm saying, got that S on their chest. I'm that dude. I'm super tough. I'm going out there, even though I got ops. You just told everybody to plan on your ass. And that's what just happened.
Yep.
Move in silence and be. I just feel move with discernment. This is your life. Every time I leave my house, I pray for protection and safety. You know what I mean? I'm not just gonna be going out there doing different crazy type of shit. It's like if you're doing something like that, man, where your bodyguards at? You should have more bodyguards than 6ix9ine most of the time. If you're gonna be coming out to LA, you gotta check in. That's another thing too. What the fuck are you doing?
Facts.
I don't get it. I don't really, really get it. And it's like he has to move differently. He has to watch what he say on social media and know obviously his life is protected. He got a shield because I can't believe none of them bullets didn't hit him because there was rumors going around that he was shot twice until I saw the video of him walking, talking to the police officer. And I'm like, what? So hopefully something him was thinking.
And then niggas going to be looking at that because he was up there talking to police. So niggas going to be like, well, you probably
snitching. Right. Oh, yeah, you snitching and shit. Yeah, they're going to be thinking, they're going to be thinking that too. So it's like you can't win to lose on that end. If something like that happened to my friend and I was banging, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you because I'm going to tell you what I know because that's my friend life gone. We don't know how that's fucking him up right now. Like you said, survivor's guilt. Maybe it'll make him sit down and really reassess his life. Because this is nothing to play with. This is not a place you just come to, period. It's not. I'm back in like the 90s, some other shit when shit was like, you know what I'm saying, not as bad. This is
right.
Out here is crazy. I live where I live right now in the South Bay of LA, LA County, but a teenager was sitting in his car 3-4 days ago, she got shot and killed. I could walk out right now outside and see where he was killed, and I'm like, I gotta get the fuck from over here. But it just in general, I feel like no matter where you live, I'm not expecting nowhere to be perfect. It's not, but it's getting worse and worse. And you just gotta watch how you move and what you do. Don't be afraid to go outside because we still gotta live our lives. But just, you know what I'm saying, stay protected because it's your life you gotta think about. I gotta think about me. You gotta think about you. Everybody's watching. You gotta think about yourself. We have to move, you know what I'm saying, strategically and be smart about what we do and where we go. That's all I can really say about that. And I'm going to pray for him because this is crazy.
Yeah, love. Hey, I want to say thank you for your call. You be safe. And it's always good to hear from women. Give it a balance. So thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you too, man. Thank you. Thank you for all you do and the great videos you put out there. I might not always comment, but I do watch. I've been watching you for a very long time. So blessings to you and everybody watching you. And I'm going to get back in these comments.
All right, love. Thank you. Peace.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right. Again, hold on, I got another call. I definitely want to definitely talk. I see my snipers in there. Please get those little trolls up out of here. I see them. But thank you, everybody, that's tuning in. Who's new in here? If you're new, press 1. If you're new and subscribed already. If you have, thank you very much. All right, I got another caller, but I want to say what somebody just said, and it made sense. Live feeding ASMR said, the alley is built like the Nipsey situation. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much the same shit. Motherfucker came through the alley, walked up on Nipsey. I hate talking about that Nipsey situation, man. That shit pisses me the fuck off, man. Because Nipsey seen him coming. I wish he would have ran, man. I would fucking mean it. Just like how Cowboy called Napal, I keep fucking up his name, calling him a track star because he ran. I wish Nipsey would have ran as well. I wish his ass would have ran before he came. Because he seen him coming. It's like somebody, yo, turn around or something. And Nipsey turned around real quick and seen him and then leaned back on the car, man. He seen him coming. I wish you would have ran, brother. That don't make you pussy. It made you smart because you are. You would have been here to breathe and live to talk about it. Y'all know that nobody else fucking make you look like you stupid because so you ran because motherfuckers was shooting. That's why I said the mindset of what black people, how we be thinking, like you can't even say a big word around black niggas. You can't sound like you fucking have some kind of intelligence or some kind of sense because now you're trying to act white. Who the fuck told you? We spoke languages before white people even started speaking. They was grunting before they learned language. We've been there already. We was light years ahead of everybody, but that's, I don't want to tap into that right now. That's a whole another history lesson. But our mindset is just fucking backwards. If a motherfucker shoot and it's in damn near you, in your direction, run. Okay? Duck. Drop, roll, run. Get the fuck up out of there. Bullets got no names on it. Black people, stop thinking stupid. Think smart. Not stupid. Okay? I say this again and shut the fuck up. It's not about being scared. It's about being smart. Dick faces. I don't get it. We have to break this mental cycle because how we are trained to think at this moment and for a very long time, this shit is sad. Real talk. Let me go to this fucking phone call, man. I don't know what number this is. It's a whole bunch of numbers. What's up? What's your thoughts, man? You on the air? Hello? Are you there?
Yo. Yo. What's
up?
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Mike, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, brother. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, Mike, yo, bro, this is Naya. Yeah, I'm from the UK, but I'm in Africa.
Okay, peace to my African brother. What's up? Talk to me, man.
Yo, my brother. Well, I'm listening. The same thing was happening in the UK. I moved from the UK because of the same old dumb shit. The same old dumb shit. What they're doing in the UK. They're doing it in the States. They're doing it all over the world, man, my brother. When are we gonna wake up?
Mm-hmm.
When are we gonna wake, bro? We're listening from all over the world to your show, bro.
Right, I know.
My brother, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I got you. Listen, talk. I can hear you, brother. Go ahead.
You're sounding low though, bro. But what I'm saying is that the same old dumb shit we're doing, man. When are we gonna wake up, man? When are we gonna wake up and smell the coffee, like you guys say? Yeah, but I'm from the UK. The people doing the same old dumb shit, except
right.
for they're stabbing people. You understand?
So y'all got to stab niggas out there. So. That, yeah, and the stabbing is almost worse than a gun somewhat, because that's up close and personal, nigga. Okay? So...
Yeah, but don't forget, they got guns, bro. They got guns here as well, you know. They got guns here, but it's only because
right.
The younger ones, like 13, 14, these are school children. They don't have access to the guns, but... You can get guns, like, it's sweet. It's like you can go to a shop and get guns, man. Don't listen to these people. It's no jokes. Guns is the same thing. There's shootings going on in... If you listen to certain things that's going on in the UK, the same thing. It's the same thing. But the thing is, we're imploding, my brother. It's black on black. It's some stupidness. We don't see who the enemy is, yeah? We're seeing that, let's make some money. Let's do this. The same thing, bro, that's going on in LA, man. Rise up to Nipsey. Nipsey, you know what, bro? Nipsey made me nearly lose some money, man. I nearly doubled up on some shit, bro.
How you lose some money on Nip, man?
Because he took me double up, man. I was gambling some double up, bro. But I wasn't balling like Nip, bro.
I hear that. Yo, so you from, where you live in UK by way of where? What part of Africa?
No, I've come from London, UK, Brixton, yeah? Brixton, UK, but I left there, man, because of all that bullshit, bro. All the same bullshit what you're talking about, man. I went to Africa. But in West Africa, bro, you think you're coming home, say welcome home. Nah, bro, they're on the same shit, brother.
I want to get into that conversation, but because, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on between blacks and the continental Africans. You know what I'm saying? I wish I call in when I be talking about it. When I talk about it, none of y'all niggas call in. Now it ain't about it. Y'all call in, but exactly what you said. A lot of Africans don't, you know, basically have a problem with us over here. You know what I'm saying? But
no, bro. No. You see,
what?
Bro, listen to me. I disagree with that. You know, I heard that show when you said that may be the Africans in the States, yeah, but worldwide,
what?
Yeah, you touch one, we touch all. You understand? George Floyd, all that type of shit. We feel it in the UK. We feel it in America. We feel it in France. We feel it. That might be in your local neighborhood. You understand? But locally,
what I'm gonna do right now, because I want to stick to the script right now. When I have these conversations, we go talk further more on that. I don't want to turn this to a whole switch the whole energy up right now. But I will say that I disagree with what you said. It's only people from that live in the States. No, it's people who have that talk before they get here to not deal with us. But that's not where I want to go. I always been prepared to speak to y'all on this subject, but I just feel like at this moment right now, this ain't the right time. So I'm not going to go there. But it's all love, though, at the end of the day. I still got love. It's still love there. Believe me, it ain't going nowhere. We just have to... every family has... You know what I mean?
I'm listening to your channel, bro. I'm on it, brother. So big up to all the people in the States, big up to the Africans worldwide, even if you don't think you're African, bro. But what's his name? Peter Tosh said, as long as you're a black man, you are an African.
Absolutely. Everybody is by way of Africa. You know what I mean? So everybody has that gene. But everybody that lives, that was took or brought to these other countries and islands and continents and so forth and so on, we have created our own identity. You know what I mean? And most of us...
I know.
Hold on. But most of us been here before there was Atlantic slave trade anyway. So there is multiple layers of history. There's many layers of history.
We can go into that, brother. I can go into that with evidence, brother. I can go into evidence, man. But I said, as you said, it's not the time. We can go into that with evidence. I know you're speaking that because... You know, but another time, bro. But now I got through to you, bro. You know, big up the chest, like Mount Everest, and keep going with your channel. Big up to all your people on the channel. Don't forget the people in the UK. You know, we're suffering the same shit. We're suffering the same shit, bro.
Got you, man. Yo, listen, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Shout out to all my peoples in the UK. Shout out to the African brothers that's on cold. And shout out to everybody that's on call that fucks with us. We rock with Charles. So I want to say thank you for calling in. Salute you. Be safe over there. And do what they do in jail, man. Walk around with big telephone books like they had back in the day. So you won't get stabbed out that motherfucker, man. Peace. Shout out to my brothers out there. I just want to say at the end of the day, like people from everywhere literally watch this show. I forgot to even bring up the demographics. I mean, like Australia, all over, man. UK, all parts of Africa, Colombia. Like, demographics is crazy. So I'm being watched all over the world. So that's a fact. And I'm not saying I'm the only one. I know it's clean there is because the internet is broad, but I'm being watched all over this motherfucker. That's a fact. But with that being said, again, you already know, Bob. Listen. That's why I didn't. As much as I want to have this conversation, this ain't the right time. You know what I mean? But we all, everybody from the diaspora and everything, we need to have this discussion on a lot of shit. You know? But when I talk about it, none of these motherfuckers call in. When I talk about something else, you feel comfortable on talking. Nah, man, we got to have it when the time is right, when it's needed. You know what I mean? Yes, Colombia. Yes. Do I need to show my demographics? Hold on. Let me give y'all a snippet of my demographics. Then we're going to, I'm going to go into Charleston White, then I'm going to ease on down the road, man. But everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like if y'all would love to donate to the platform. Please show some love to the platform. You know what I mean? It don't hurt. You know what I mean? To hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? But let me just show y'all real quick. I'm going to it right now. Hold on. I know we got ADHD, you know what I'm saying? So we're like, hurry up, nigga, hurry up. So y'all crazy motherfuckers out here in this world. Y'all hold up. Where we at? Yeah, my demo. Oh, here it is right here. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Yeah, it's best to show that part. All right, let me share my screen. Shut up, Lopez. United States, United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, Netherlands, Jamaica, Mayotte, Australia, Trinidad, Tobago, Germany, Bahamas, France, Dominican Republic, Nigeria, New Zealand, Mexico, Sweden, Barbados, Kenya, Puerto Rico, Ghana, Ireland, Philippines, Israel, Belgium, Switzerland, Bermuda, Japan, Portugal, United Arab Emirates, India, Guyana, the Virgin Islands, Hungary, St. Lucia, Botswana, Belize, Brazil, Antigua and Barbuda, Zambia, Colombia, motherfucker, there it is, Colombia, Italy, Norway, Tanzania, Namibia, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Martin, Zimbabwe, you know what I mean? So absolutely global, but that's other shit I could have showed, but I ain't want to show that the other part. But you know, it is what it is. Oh, what the fuck is going on? Give me a phone. All right, we're going to go to this shit, man, because I try to stay on for at least an hour and a half. I don't want to draw this live out. Let me go to, what we got? Global Teams. You already know, man. Global Teams. Oh, we right here. Hold on. I got so many windows up. Excuse me. I think this is it. Let me share my screen. Rest in peace to however you pronounce his name, Lil Pop. Rest in peace, homie. All right. I think this is the one where you say fuck around a lot. I'm not sure, but anyway, let's go. Okay.
Rondo got shot, they say.
Yeah, they say he got shot by the Rolling 60s. Rolling 60s, shoot Rolling 60s. Nobody give a fuck about Rondo Pondo. Nigga, we care about Timmy Tim, the nigga that killed King Von. We don't give a fuck about the nigga that got slapped by King Von. We care about the nigga that killed King Von. We don't give a damn about the little bitty nigga who was smaller than King Von. King Von was trying to bully. We care about that nigga that popped King Von ass. We don't give a damn about Rondo, that ain't shit. Yeah, that ain't shit. Nigga, we care about Timmy Tim. Yeah, hell, Timmy Tim, little Tim Tom. Nigga, little Tim Tom that killed King Von. That's what I call it, nigga. C-5-4-Tom, little Timmy Tom, killed King Von. Yeah, nigga, we don't give a damn about it. Yeah. Goddamn me, Rondo Quando. He ain't shit. Nigga, stop listening to his music. Yeah, Lil Tim is a nigga. Yeah, Lil Timmy Tim. I call him Timmy Tom. Nigga, E-5-4-Tom. Nigga, Timmy Tim killed King Von. Not Rondo. Yeah, Rondo was getting beat up. Rondo needed help. Shoot Rondo wasn't shit. Yeah. Y'all playing by the rules. You street niggas play by. Shoot Rondo wasn't shit. Nigga, get that nigga that nigga. Not all. Nigga, fuck you talking about. Father God, right now, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray a hedge of protection around little Timmy Tom's life. Let no weapon formed against him shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on little Timmy Tom's life right now. Yeah, fuck Rondo. Yeah, Rondo. Fuck you. He was scared. Fuck you. Yeah, we praying for Timmy Tom, the nigga that's out on bond. They killed and the demon slayer. That we go out the real live motherfucking demon slayer. Protect him, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Say amen. Lord, amen. Fire one up for Timmy Tom, because we know he on bond. He can't smoke weed. We're going to fire one up for Timmy Tom. They will kill King Von. King 5-4-4. Not guilty, Timmy Tom. That's the jail. Yeah, fuck all that free, my nigga. Yeah. C-5-4-Tom, nigga. Not guilty, Timmy Tom. We want not guilty for my nigga. Not guilty. Self-defense. Don't damage self-defense. That's what it was. It was self-defense, jury. It was self-defense, everybody. He would have to kill a demon. You know how hard it is to kill a demon? King Von was a motherfucking demon. And these demons is dying and going to jail. And going straight to hell. I'm out of town on the road again. I'm somewhere where they told me I was banned. These niggas listen to these bands. All of a sudden they say, hey, he ain't banned no more, y'all. Hey, we were just playing. We wouldn't put no money on his head. You can't play like that, Brick Baby. Yeah. Say, Soulja Boy, tell them. Ooh, they say, you done fucked up that one. Oh, they say, you done fucked up. I don't know what they mean by you done fucked up, but they say you done fucked up. I'm talking about fucked up.
Oh, come on, son.
Oh, look, Timmy Tom, like, right? He make all this money and become famous. Man, if I was a real snitch, y'all was supposed to be ignoring me. Man, y'all supposed to have been and bust my motherfucking head open to the white meat. Then y'all supposed to have been done all that shit. And ain't none of that done happen. Everybody online how to snitch, snitch, snitch. Well, I thought snitches get stitches. Well, they can't get stitches online. I thought snitches get stitches. When was the last snitch you know got a stitch? I can't think of now motherfucking snitch been stitched up in the last 15, 20 years. Nigga, fuck you talking about. Sammy the Bull doing Vlad TV interview. Man, Sammy the Bull told on John Gotti, nigga. Fuck you talking about it. He's still alive. Y'all can't make me believe 6ix9ine is riding around in Florida in drop top Lamborghinis. When Meek Mill saw 6ix9ine, what they say? Man, he got them people with him. Throw a rock at him, nigga. You can't go to jail for throwing a rock at a nigga. Spit on him. Spit at him. You can't go to jail for it. Spit on him. Spit on the motherfucker. Do something. Alpo ain't dead. Alpo got killed for fucking with a nigga's bitch. Alpo did not get killed for snitching. Alpo was fucking with a young nigga's bitch. Fuck, he got killed. Alpo was so goddamn bad, he left the witness protection program and walked around hard. It wasn't until he started messing with a young nigga bitch that he got killed. Fuck you talking about. Nigga, Alpo didn't get killed for snitching. Fuck you talking about. He didn't get beat up in the bed. None of that, nigga. So all I'm saying is, when was the last snitch y'all know got a snitch? Because everybody online talking about snitching, snitching, snitching. Get offline and quit talking about snitching and go deal with the snitches. You know what? A lot of y'all want somebody else to do it because you a coward. Coward, motherfucker. Somebody gonna get you. You get me, nigga. Why you waiting on somebody? If you got such a problem with snitches, why don't you get me? You a coward, scary motherfucker. Cow. I know you scary coward, motherfucker, scared to go to jail. Say, listen. I'm out of town where they say I can't go. Yeah. Alpo was killed for snitching. No, he wasn't. Alpo went back to selling drugs. Y'all didn't read the FBI paper? The man was throwing, while he was dying, he was throwing dope out the thing. Fuck you talking about? Nigga, Alpo went back to selling dope in Harlem. Nigga, fuck you talking about? But yeah, we don't care nothing about Rondo Fondo. Fondo Rondo, whatever that boy name is. We care about that nigga that popped King Bone. That's the nigga. That's the motherfucking nigga. Another fucking demon slayer. Motherfucking me. Timmy Tom. Bone. Not guilty little Timmy Tom. Nigga, fuck King Bone. And everybody else. Fuck his mama. Fuck his sister, fuck that little nephew is, he talking about 63rd, fuck everything attached to a nigga like King Von. Fuck his fans, fuck his tombstone, fuck the people that did his funeral, fuck the preacher that preached at his funeral, fuck his pallbearers, fuck his obituary, yeah, fuck everything about King Von. That go for his mama, his sister, his baby, China doll, whatever that bitch name is, Asian brat, whatever that whole name is. Yeah, fuck everything got to do with King Von, nigga. C-5-4-4. Who dead, King Von? The nigga I bought King Von can't do this. Ah, true. He can't sneeze no more. Ooh. Boy, that's a beautiful day above ground. Ain't no telling what's under that ground when they shoot you in that dirt. Ain't no telling what's under that motherfucker. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Say, I'm somewhere they told me I can't come. Yeah, well, see, I'm around rich, rich white people. He's scared. He ain't scared to die now at all. If I was scared to die, I would not be saying the things I'm saying. You can't be. You got to know. He's going to kill you for the things I'm saying. Nigga, I done say fuck Nipsey Hussle. I done say fuck Langer Washington. I done say fuck Duke Williams. I done say fuck Monster Cody. I done say fuck Tupac. I done say fuck Biggie Smalls. I done say fuck Lil Durk. Nigga, I done say fuck Jay Prowl. I done say fuck everything. I'm sort of convinced, nigga, I'm the baddest motherfucker, nigga, walking, talking, breathing, farting, spitting, and burping, and blinking with one eye. I ain't bullshit. I'm sort of thinking I'm the baddest motherfucker, nigga, that is around these motherfucking parts. Nigga, I done disrespected everything they say you can't disrespect. And they keep saying, you go get it. Your time coming. Well, everybody's time coming. Everybody got a day they go get it. I'm just saying. They keep saying, your time coming. They've been saying that for 4 years now. Well, they go do this bitch. They be saying, look behind you. So it's just a man, please. They done put my address online. They got my home address online. Right now, my home address floating around line. Ain't nobody came to the house yet. I was just in Miami. I was just in Atlanta. Now I'm back in Atlanta. Ain't nobody came. Ain't nobody. They done lifted the man.
Evidently, he want to die. I'm not going to do too much interjecting. But this dude literally have a death wish. I understand certain things what he's saying. But how he's going about it, I don't know what's in that blunt. That could be some K2 mixed with some oregano and some dirt weed. Whatever it is that he's smoking, evidently, the nigga is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I guess this is just a matter of time. And that's pretty much it. He wants to show the world that he don't care. Okay. All for the internet, y'all. All for the internet. But I digress.
They done lifted the man. I'm telling you, man, I'm one of the most disrespectful black community activists, and all I disrespect is rappers, street niggas, killers, and gang members. I don't disrespect black women. I don't disrespect black kids. I don't disrespect black mother. I disrespect gang members, rappers, killers, gangsters, and street niggas. I'm very disrespectful to a bitch-ass rapper. I'm very disrespectful to a GD, BD, Crip, Blood, Vice Lord, whatever gang you're in, I'm disrespectful. Yeah, I'm very disrespectful to gangs. I hate gangs. I hate gang members. I hate gang affiliates. I hate gang attire. I hate gang rules. I hate gang regulations. So I disrespect that shit. That's Nipsey Hussle, King Von. If you down with a gang, fuck your mama, nigga. And your baby, too, nigga. That go for Nipsey Hussle babies and everything, nigga. Fuck a gang, nigga.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I get, what's up, Austin Days, please? I get it, his so-called plight of him not liking gangs and what's going on in the community with the gangs, and you know I get what he means by that, but now you're taking it to the babies, you're taking it to the mothers. Sometimes you can't help, the parents can't help how their child become. Prime example, Hitmaker on a Matt Papa shit, aka Young Bird. He was talking about his upbringing. He wanted to be in the streets. His mother and father was from the streets, moved out of that ghetto area of Chicago and moved to the suburbs, and he became millionaires. So he was living in a great community and try to steer this boy in the right direction. He chose because of the influence of music and things of that nature that made him want to go to the hood and become a drug dealer and all of these things. And that's when his mother set him up to get snatched up and put into a boarding school in Canada, I think he said. It was somewhere far. So I say that to say, you saying fuck the moms, fuck the kids. You can't blame the parents. The parents can give you all the knowledge and wisdom and try to make you live, put you on the straight and narrow. It's the outside influence that's really the main threat to our kids, man. So now you're talking about babies Do you think Samantha and Frost, Nip's kids, is going to grow up to be game makers? I highly fucking doubt it. So while you talking about niggas' kids and moms, that nigga, that's very disrespectful, fam. Again, I agree with some of the shit that he said. And I see how some of y'all would say, I like Charles. Okay, motherfucker, let him say that about you. Everybody, it don't hit home to you until it's about you and yours. I don't get motherfuckers. See what the fuck this shit is for. I see what he's doing, what he's trying to do, but you're going about it the wrong way. Fuck this and fuck that. What, are you putting in a program? Are you doing what Malik Spellman has done to try to bring groups and gangs together? You saying fuck Nipsey when he was the main one out of any goddamn gang member that brought in every gang together to try to have a peace? Get the fuck out of here. Sometimes you got to do bad to do good. Sometimes you got to do bad things for good. It happens, man. What the fuck is he talking about? Talking about people, kids and moms? These will break your shit. You 20 pounds soaking wet. 25 pounds if you got a stick on you. These will break your motherfucking face. I know I would. You say some shit about my family in my face. It'd be furniture moving. Rest in peace to Bernie.
Hey, nigga. Send his ass to jail. Me and Will Curry. Spit on King Von Gray. Spit on Nipsey Hussle Gray. Spit on Raymond Washington Gray. Spit on Tookie Williams Gray.
Excuse me, hold on. I have to address that comment. I'm going to show it because it was hidden. Bob 1234, you say you want him to treat these gangsters like children. This shit has to stop now, not later. Evidently, my words did not transcend or register or compute to your ass. I'm not going to call you out your name. I don't know if you're talking about me. So let me tread carefully because I don't know if you're talking about me. But if you are, nigga, like I said, I get what he's saying. But you're taking it too far when you talk about the family. You can't. I already went through my whole spiel already. I'm not repeating myself again. I get the plight, but you're going about it the wrong way. Are you even trying to set up meetings to try to help the gangsters or the rappers and shit like that? No, you want to talk about it, be disrespectful about it because how the influence that they have, come about it another way. Or at least try. You just straight out the gate. Fuck this, fuck that, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. But like, it's too late anyway. It's too late. I got nothing against him. That's his own man. He ain't my family. So if anything happens, and I hope nothing happens to him, but if anything happens to him, I'm not going to feel no kind of way because it's expected. It's how you moving. That's all. And I ain't gonna address no more fucking comments.
And fart on the tune. Oh, y'all hear me squeeze out that fart out my ass? Just squeeze that fart out my ass too. I told you I'm the baddest motherfucking nigga talking shit, swallowing spit, farting, spitting, blinking and burping with one eye. I told you. Don't give a damn by nothing but saving the nigga race. That's all I care about, nigga, is saving the nigga race. I don't know nothing about the black race. All I know about is saving them nigga folk. Give them nigga folk for real. Yeah. What about black people? Fuck black people. Them ain't my people, nigga. I'm looking for my kind. Yeah, you niggas stuck on the color. I'm looking for my kind. Well, how do you identify your kind? By these motherfucking actions. That's what you do, man. You identify your motherfucking kind by your motherfucking actions. Say, well, I'm living in these high-dollar hotel where these white folks ride these motherfucking bikes around. Can't no poor niggas. See, LPG duck now, this ain't Chicago. See, they don't kill you around these kind of rich folks. Yeah, these kind of rich old white folk walking with these bikes like this here. They don't kill you around these kind of rich folk like this here.
Okay, that's pretty common place.
Yeah, see, they don't They don't kill you with these kind of, see, you posing the game before, too. Y'all be scared. Y'all wouldn't know what to do around these kind of white folks. You don't, you can't hide your gun, your pants sagging. Say, listen, the hotel I'm staying in, nigga, just for 5 days is $2,000. And then, on top of that, you got to have a 550 incidental fee. Man, you broke that game before. Nobody put the $550 incidental fees on top of the $2,000, on top of the $50, $60 a night you got to pay in valet fees, plus you got to eat. Nah, you nigga can't afford that. People don't nobody die around these kind of places, y'all. You see how green the grass is? Gene Vaughn, there's too much life around here. You see how niggas don't die when the grass is this green, high rises and things. You niggas die in dirt and projects and on them blocks. This ain't the block. Who long in there you ever know die with this many little bikes around? People jogging. Niggas don't die around these kind of places with all these kind of bikes. Nowhere else in no murder scene have you seen these bikes around a nigga. That's how you know a nigga safe. When you book your travel places, young niggas, say, when you book your travel places, book it where white folks is jogging, white folks is walking. You see all these people walking, they dogs and things. Oh, look at all these people. Matter of fact, y'all, let's just go for a walk. Let's just go for a walk. Let me just show y'all. Many white folks is walking dogs and jogging. Ain't no gunshot. Ain't no mean face-ass niggas with their pants sagging, with them fake-ass gold chains, with them real diamonds and their fake gold. I mean, ain't none of that. No, man, this is a beautiful place around here. I mean, people are jogging with their dogs and walking. Look at all these little cars they got right here for niggas. You will not die if you come book these kind of places. If you come get your hotel, look at all these pretty buildings. Boy, if you come get your motherfucking hotel where I need motherfucking park, well, look at all them folks in white. Look at all them folks. Look, y'all. I'm just telling you, nigga. When you got money, you ain't got to worry about them angry, poor-ass niggas hollering about, we go get you. We go kill you. You can drop your location right here and won't nine niggas come with a gun. I promise you, you can drop your location right here and won't nine niggas come nowhere with a gun. Because there's rich folks around here. Niggas do not know how to behave with nigga minds around rich folks. They get nervous. They get scared. They go to making confessions and telling on themselves. They behaviors get themselves up. But no. I'm just walking around enjoying life by my motherfucking self, having fun in the motherfucking sun, and I ain't worried about King Buck. Yeah. I just like fucking with his fans, playing in the internet pussy. I like playing in these King Vaughn loving idol worshiper, demon loving motherfucking pussies. Yeah, I call them internet pussies, cyber legs. Lay back and put your cyber legs in there and let me play in your pussy and touch that King Vaughn clitoris you got there. Can I touch your King Vaughn clitoris? Can I touch your King Vaughn clitoris? I like to touch your mama pussy, but since I can't touch your mama pussy, can I touch your King Von Clitoris, your clitoris, your King Von Clitoris? Say that little girl, baddie, baddie, she say King Von is, not King Von, but young boy, she say young boy, he's so gangster and so is, but he emotional in the motherfucker. That's because his mama didn't love him. He got one of them mean mamas used to beat on him. He had that thing. Well, he got them poke things in his head. The boy got real problems. They say he talked to the wall. They say that YB boy talked to the wall. I ain't bullshit. They say he a retard motherfucker. And that little girl say, baddie, baddie. Yeah, that little girl, baddie, baddie, say he emotional. That nigga got emotional like a bitch. I was that girl, baddie, baddie, said, baddie, baddie, said, I ain't bullshit. I'm not saying it. Baddie, baddie said the YB. She said, he, as gangster as he try to be, and that he is emotional. He in his feelings. Oh, like, I'm kidding. That's them little boys that were raised with your mama. With them whole mama. That's why they so dangerous. That they got them whole mama, they be in them feelings. That's what Batty Batty said. Somebody tagged Batty Batty. I don't know what interview it is, but I seen that little white girl, Batty Batty. Yeah, baddie, baddie, baby. She said, ooh, and he get killed, I'm gonna feel so bad. I said, man, he was fucking with this little bitch, putting that herpy dick on that little girl. Say, don't y'all forgot YB got that bumpy dick. Hey, Lil Bumpy Johnson. We're gonna start calling YB Lil Bumpy Johnson. Yeah, Lil Bumpy Johnson got that bumpy dick with them bumpy lips. They call it herpy. I'm gonna do a STD awareness, and I want young boy to be the guest speaker. I'm trying to have a STD awareness motherfucking me concert, and we want YB the headline, since YB better than everybody. We haven't or STD AIDS awareness. And if everybody take an AIDS test and an STD test and bring your motherfucking test results in and show you done took a test, everybody get in free. And guess who's the star in headline? YB, Bumpy Dick. Lil Bumpy Johnson, y'all. Yeah, we got the headline there. Lil Bumpy Johnson. Lil Bumpy, look, he got it. He's Johnson Bumpy. Y'all get it, Bumpy Johnson. Hey, that boy Johnson got them bumps up. You know they call the dick the Johnson. Yeah, that Johnson, Lil Bumpy Johnson. Lil Bumpy Johnson got them bumps on it. And every now and then when they get cold, them niggas, they get them bumps on their dick, get them bumps around their lips and try to call them fever blisters. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, so before I end this live, y'all, if y'all want to call in, I think my shit is about to, let me see. Oh, all right, I got, this shit about to start making noise in a minute. Let me go to Philly 267. Peace, what's your thoughts, man? Please mute the background, family.
Oh, all right, I got,
hey, we're Coach 267, what's up?
What's going on, Mike?
Peace, King, what's up? Please mute the background, family. Peace. What's up?
I got it, man. Peace, Mike. Thank you, man. When we start listening to Chatty Patties, man.
Go ahead.
Like, this cat, like, it's like an informant, man. It's a, like a trap. Because cats like that, we already know they get hurt. We know that. But think about the camera phone that he on. He ain't showing all the people that's around him. The security that he got around him, that he can get touched anywhere. Nobody want that, but this is what he do. He do this all the time. I'm a grown man, 47 years old. I'm not going to be sitting up talking about nobody that don't relate to what I got going on in life.
It's nothing. It's definitely,
you know what I mean?
It's
like, it's like watching like the rejects on the Breakfast Club sometimes, with them Charlamagne talking all that crazy stuff he be talking. Same thing. But then when somebody come for him, guess what happens? They get locked up for hurting. He taunting people. And this ain't doing nothing. You got a banging channel. This ain't doing nothing but driving everybody onto his channel to talk trash on his chat.
If that's how they want to move to get those get that traffic, then so be it. Like I said, I just wish, you know, I understand what he's saying, because you know the gangsters and the influence on the kids and trying to change the, you know, the, have a better outlook on what snitching, when to snitch and what not to snitch. I get the plight. Only thing I'm saying is how he's
right.
going about it with the extra.
Yeah, he's being disrespectful.
And it's like the people who follows him, who likes him, don't see it from that perspective.
Yeah,
like,
so that tells you the people that sitting up watching him do this, they ain't pretty good friends or they ain't good acquaintance to have around you if they don't tell you to stop. You very crash. I just had a son. I got a 24-year-old son that was murdered in 2020. Murdered.
Wow, sorry to hear that, man.
Shot on the street, bro. And this cat don't know what none of that feel like.
Shit. That's
he don't know what none, he think it's funny. You see what I'm saying? That's funny. But I guarantee you he'll say that I raised my son like he was some kind of savage or something. I never raised him like a savage.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. It's like what you eat don't make me shit. You know what I mean? I was raised that way. Why am I worrying about what's going on with the next man? I need to be worrying about what's in my closet first.
Mm-hmm.
The hell was what's in everybody else's closet. Ain't none of my business.
Right.
Thanks for letting me get on, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Thank you for calling that, King. You stay up, stay safe, man.
No problem, bro. Thank you.
Peace. All right, man. I'm kind of getting tired because I had some of this damn barbecue chicken, and that shit kind of, that shit just punch me all in the face. So I think that itis kicking in shit. Anyway, listen, I just want to say this, man. At the end of the day, rest in peace to Quando Ronald's best friend. And this shit is just sad. You know, that's all I can pretty much say, man. I said everything that I needed to say. So I'm going to make this very short and sweet, man. Y'all just be safe out there. If y'all new, make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit me with that like button, that subscription. You know what I'm saying? And I got something coming in some days ahead. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. So, hey, man. That's what I could tell y'all. Y'all just let this be a lesson. And y'all rappers, y'all need to stop putting y'all business out there. Start moving correctly. Start moving a little bit more correctly. Buy protection. Buy legal security that could carry and kill on site if somebody is causing you severe harm, man. It's just plain and fucking simple. It's not being scared. It's being smart, man. Y'all have a blessed one. That's what I can tell y'all, man. I'm out.